let's start to plan, you know, something fun for the weekend, something maybe for the whole family. You know, it's a great thing is like improving your home. You know, you're investing in it. You're proud of it. So joining us right now is Charlie Delatorre at Delatorre and Our Town Magazine. That's who we represent. So good morning, Charlie. Good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me here. This is an annual tradition at this point.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, guys.
We're going to promote the Home and Garden Show. But first, let's talk about your magazine, Our Town. You know, the printed word, magazines and, you know, newspapers and stuff haven't done all that well over the last few years because, you know, we've got that stupid phone in our hands and internet access.
Sure.
So what is it that keeps, you know, your magazine moving and vibrant and still in demand?
Wow. That is how long do we have? 8 minutes? This is our, we can do the whole thing on this part of it. It is, you know, I think things constantly change, right? And Our Town Magazine has been around now for 25 years.
Wow,
actually.
Congratulations on that.
I think the way that Our Town remains relevant, it remains timely, it remains pertinent in this world of sort of ever-changing things in our pocket every day with that phone, is the fact that we're 100% local. This is not content that is scraped or curated or, you know, like assembled through AI. These are local writers writing on local topics. It's the way that the Bob Rose Show remains relevant and pertinent is you're talking about things that matter to people in our backyard. And so Our Town is dedicated to that.
And yeah, we try to keep it real. You're keeping it real. I'm glad you mentioned that AI stuff as we see more and more content that you can tell if you read the writing of it. It does follow a certain pattern, it seems like. And I think that eventually is going to wear on people. And that's going to be kind of a tune out. But you guys keep it local, and that's a great thing. And this is a great local show that you're putting on, Home and Garden Show, this Saturday and Sunday at the Sports Events Center in Celebration Point. Now, how many years have you been doing this show?
Yeah, so I think we're, because of Greg's birthday, I think we should rename it to the Greg Cassidy Birthday Bash.
I like the way you're thinking.
You like that?
It would be wild.
I didn't get any cake, but that's fine. Maybe we can work that out.
We'll divvy it up.
Okay, cool. Yeah, this is the Our Town Home and Garden Show. There was a Home and Garden Show here for many years. It was here for about 19 or 20 years. It was at the O'Connell Center.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
sort of a staple of our community. COVID came and went, and that sort of ended. We then picked up that torch, I guess is a good way to put it, waited for this building to be built at Celebration Point, the Sports and Events Center. It's just off I-75. There's plenty of free covered parking, much easier to get in and out of than what was the old O'Connell Center parking lot.
Oh, absolutely.
So this is our third year, and each year the show has grown tremendously year over year, and this is no exception. It seems a little like, I said this last year and Greg made fun of me, but it's bigger. It's better than it was the year before. We have more vendors and hopefully more people coming.
Just as long as you don't say it's huge.
It's huge.
You can call it huge.
Oh, yeah.
It's presented by Entrust Roofing and Visit Gainesville. And 150 vendors. That's not shabby.
It's a lot. There's a lot of different businesses from all different kinds of stuff, from indoor, outdoor space, from decorating to creating projects to handymen ready to take over that that honey-do list you have at home. I appreciate you mentioning Entrust. I do want to shout them out because thanks to them, we were able to give a ticket to every Alachua County School Board member, or Alachua County School member, teacher, faculty, administrator, gets a complimentary copy. That's all getting emailed. All they have to do is bring their school ID at the door, and they can get a free ticket to get into the show. And that's all because of that incredible sponsor and Entrust.
Well, that's good to know. These are important people in our community. They give back to our community. So it's their opportunity to see if they want to, you know, invest in anything around their home. I mean, home values are going up anyway. And so it's, you know, more worthwhile, I would think, than ever to make some improvements there. Or it could just be, hey, you want a nice environment as the weather starts to get a little bit nicer to go out in your backyard and enjoy whatever your version or vision is of a nice little patio or a little escape, you know?
Yeah, I think the maybe the misnomer a little bit is that I don't really have a big project going on. I don't really need to go to the show. And that is the exact opposite of what we're looking for. We've got vendors that sell everything from home goods stuff like brooms and mops and shades and stuff for your windows to a giant plant nursery in 5 acre that comes out and sells the most amazing, beautiful plants for you to have around your house. And so it really can be anything from somebody living in an apartment to, of course, the homeowner. Yes, there are other major remodelers there for kitchen and bath and backyard landscaping and pools and spas. But that's not all that's there. There's so much more, as well as a bunch of local businesses looking to help promote their businesses to the many attendees that are there.
A lot of women, you just say it's a home and garden show. They're all about it. They already know exactly what their expectations are for the guys. I mean, what about man cave stuff?
Oh, dude. So here's the thing. I mean, what are you looking for? You looking for like a he shed in the backyard?
Maybe a giant outdoor barbecue?
We've got that covered. We've got companies that will work on outdoor kitchens and backyard pools. And you want a fire pit? You want, outdoor sheds and outdoor living space? Yeah, dude. There's plenty of those, of course, there. All of that stuff is in at the Home and Garden Show.
Well, you can talk to a lot of folks. They're representing their company, so they, you know, in a lot of cases they're going to have someone that has a level of expertise, so you can pick their brain, you can ask questions, you can form a relationship with somebody if you're thinking, especially if it's a bigger ticket item that you might not be ready to pull the trigger on now, but in the future, and you've already made this connection with the people. It's also an idea generator. Hey, I like that. I actually have the skills. I think I might be able to make that.
That is a really great point, because I think a lot of times when we're working on stuff around our house, it's a project mentality, right? Like, at some point, I would like to be able to do this. A show like the Home and Garden Show at Celebration Point allows us to get those ideas, talk to somebody or maybe more than one company about what you're looking for, what your vision might be. And then over the course of the next few months, you plan and then eventually execute that. I literally talked to a kitchen remodeling company here locally who was at our show last year, who just finished a kitchen from last year's show.
Oh, okay.
It took 5 or 6 months of them designing and planning and picking out what they wanted, and then they needed to get through the new year, and then it was this, and they just finished it. And so for these local companies, and that's really what it's about, is pushing and promoting these local businesses to our local community, is giving them the opportunity to work on leads that are generated all year long.
Hey, spend locally whenever you have the opportunity.
It makes such
a
huge...
We always promote that.
Yeah, and I love that we're doing it in a county building. You know, Visit Gainesville is a big partner of ours, so we're doing it in a county building with county businesses and county residents. I love that so much. It's just a great way to bring the community together.
Yeah, and that was funded with like a bed tax for the most part, so it's not like it costs taxpayers directly out of their pocket.
That's right.
So it is a win-win, and I love it. And you know what? Celebration Point, it's just a great place to go and hang out. It's all kinds of shops, places to eat, and things like that. So that's going on this weekend. If you're looking for something to do, there you go. It's both Saturday and Sunday at Celebration Point at the Sports Event Center. And, you know, they've got the parking garage there, which makes it really nice.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah, you got covered parking if that's what you desire. And there's going to be all kinds of things, 150 vendors related to home, garden, patio, and all of that stuff. Love what you're doing, and love the magazine.
Thanks,
Our
man.
Town. We did get like an honorable mention, didn't we, in the morning show thing?
Yeah, you did. Well, you guys did great.
I think we won it the previous year.
So we, you know, you asked me, you started this whole thing by asking me, like, how's Our Town still hanging on? How does it do it? I think one of the ways we do that are events like the Home and Garden Show, but also projects like we do for Our Town Favorites. Our Town Favorites is a community choice award program where people vote at ourtownfavorites.com for their local favorites in like 250 plus categories. One of those is Our Town's favorite local radio talk show. And you guys are almost always in it every year. Mm-hmm. Greg is wondering how people vote on this and how it works. And I'm so proud of that endeavor because it started as, hey, I think we can do this. And, you know, I don't want to call it the best of this or the best of that because I'd rather it be your favorite. Whatever Greg's favorite burger is, that's Greg's favorite burger.
Right.
So
you can't judge it.
Yeah, you can't. That's right. That's right.
But you need to try it.
Absolutely.
You got to try it for sure. And so Our Town Favorites was, we had, the biggest year we've ever had. We had more than 225,000 votes.
Wow.
We had almost 11,000 unique users. So I'm happy to share those numbers because I think it's incredible that we had that number of people participate in a local choice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's fun. And yes, you guys did very, very well, as you do every year.
Yeah, well, we're always looking for that gratification, you know, because we need it. We're insecure by nature.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, sure.
Goes with the territory.
Charlie Delatorre, Our Town Magazine, and bringing you the Home and Garden Show along with Entrust Roofing and Visit Gainesville. Go and have a good time at Celebration Point this weekend. It's only $5 to get in. Children 10 and under are free, and you can go online for more information. GainesvilleHomeAndGarden.com. Charlie, always a pleasure. Good to see you.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. You too, always.